from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The UC Regents meeting in San Francisco this week has generated a lot more attention than usual. That's because they had much of the state's top brass in attendance. After years of budget cuts, there are a lot of people in the UC system, from the students on up, that would love to see big money pumped back into the schools. But that doesn't look likely, as KQED's Charla Bear explains.
Governor Jerry Brown and Assembly Speaker John Perez made a rare appearance at the Regents meeting to give the UC some tough love. Speaker Perez said the university shouldn't count on getting more money from the state.
The good news is we are broke. Being broke is a huge improvement over the circumstances we've been in over the last several years. It does not mean that there is a significant amount of money to backfill for previous cuts.
Or a lot to invest going forward. The governor said that means UC has to get out of its comfort zone and start doing things differently.
Teaching, or as you call it, instruction costs, are going to have to be brought down without compromising quality.
The stern talk didn't faze President Mark Udoff, who said he agreed with much of what the lawmaker said.
I think all of us recognize the financial model is broken, just flat out broken, and we're going to have to be creative and inventive.
Udoff said the Regents have all sorts of ideas, from e-learning to larger class sizes to partnerships with businesses. The challenge is to figure out how to implement them in a way that actually saves money. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bear.
California's Treasurer Bill Lockyer and Tom Torlakson, Superintendent of Public Instruction, have sent letters to education officials across the state urging them to steer clear of capital appreciation bonds. It's expected the legislature will soon take up a bill to limit their use. But in the meantime, Lockyer and Torlakson say it's time for a moratorium. Back in November, the LA Times and Contra Costa Times reported a couple hundred school districts have borrowed billions of dollars using these particular bonds that put off payments for decades at a cost far greater than conventional notes. Another group of Southern California parents is trying to engage the state's parent trigger law to take over a school. This time in the Los Angeles Unified School District, two-thirds of the students at 24th Street Elementary are unable to read or do math at grade level. The district's chief and the district's union chief greeted the parents and their petition yesterday with promises of cooperation and reform. It's going to be a busy weekend in the nation's capital as preparations kick into high gear for Monday's inaugural celebration. KQED's Scott Schaefer has been in Washington, D.C. all week, talking with lawmakers about a range of issues from gun control to immigration policy. Among those he caught up with, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
4 years ago, we sat here, we talked. It was a new era dawning, and you were Speaker. And a lot of people feel the hope has drained out of that. That day, that inaugural, what's your sense of that and why that may have happened? And, you know, is it, what would you like to hear the president say on Monday?
Well, I think that there's nothing that can ever compare to change, real change. President being elected, the first African-American president, a new young president. I was very thrilled to be there as Speaker of the House, but no more thrilled than I was to be at the inauguration of President Kennedy when I was a student in Washington, D.C., and to see a new young president come forth. The second term is a second term. You can't be new again. It's a continuation. But I am impressed by the enthusiasm there is for the inauguration, and so many people are coming back for it. I never sort of gravitate toward cold weather, so the fact that so many people are coming is impressive. But this president is great. His resolve for the second term, his understanding of the need to take it to the people. Every time he has taken it to the people, whether it was interest on student loans, whether it was payroll tax, holiday, whatever it was, when the public was involved, the Republicans changed course. And I think that that's what will happen now. I don't know that people have lost hope. I just do think that we have to ever renew that hope, as they would say, keep it alive.
And yeah, there's been a lot of suffering in the economy still, too. So
well, that's the thing. And President Clinton is very clear to point out that when he ran for re-election in 1996, the Republicans were horrible to him. You know, they were preparing to impeach him, as you know. But they had shut down government, all these things. People were very exasperated by Washington, D.C., but the economy was good. The economy you know, the unemployment rate was down, interest rates were low, and so it was a different attitude in that election. This time, people are still feeling the pain. But I think we're on a good course. We've had, 36 consecutive months of private sector job increases. Many millions of jobs have been created since he became president, but we have a long way to go from the Bush years.
Yeah. All right. Leader Pelosi, thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure and tune in Monday for Scott's live coverage from the nation's capital. And don't miss our inauguration special in this weekend's magazine. Check your local public radio station for broadcast times or listen tonight at californiareport.org. The kids in the Spirit of the Sands marching band at Palm Springs High School will leave for D.C. in less than 24 hours. They're going to perform in the inauguration parade. And as you can imagine, they've spent the last few weeks practicing. Band leader Brian Angleson says the band's gear left a few days ago because it's much cheaper to truck it than fly it.
One of our district workers and a really good friend of the band, he actually donated his own holiday time, and he was able to get a truck donated through Penske, and they trucked all the equipment across. So they've been driving for 4 days now in order to get the equipment to Washington.
Band member Robbie Towner explains it was quite a coup to be able to represent the entire state of California.
We are California in the parade, so there were 2,400 applications, and they would select one from California. And the most exciting part is there's one entry in the parade for each state.
Special thanks to radio producer Susan Vallett for getting us these voices ahead of their big trip. And that's the California Report for Friday, January 18th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Sarah Bond, Paul Lancour, and Nina Thorson directed the show. Editors this week included Dan Brecky and Pat Flynn. Lisa Pickoff-White and David Marks are with our online team. Susie Racho produced our coverage from Washington, D.C. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Westley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.